there's another excellent movie, version of Macbeth. This has been filmed many times. Shakespeare's tragedy of Macbeth was probably his most often performed plays because it's shorter than some and it's pretty accessible for most people. They can kind of follow this really good supernatural and bloody tale. Michael Fassbender, who also stars as Steve Jobs and who probably will be nominated for that for an Oscar, he portrays Macbeth. And Marion Cotillard, Oscar winner for La Vie en Rose, who is a French lady, surprisingly plays Lady Macbeth with absolutely perfect English. This is the story of the ambitious Thane of Glamis. That's Macbeth's title at the beginning. And it's set in medieval Scotland. And this version of the film is so interesting to look at because it just makes it all so clear. It's so well done. During the battlefield sequence, it's very stylized. And they're fighting the Battle of Elon at the beginning. And there's this fog filling the place, and then all these slow motion moments and stop action moments. And it's also heartbreaking because most of these are child soldiers who are dying in this battle. And it's, you know, with swords and, oh, anyway, it's all so, so hard to look at. But on the success of this battle, which is led by Macbeth, the king, who is King Duncan, who's played by David Thewlis, he elevates Macbeth to the title of Thane of Cawdor. When Lady Macbeth learns that her spouse is next in line to rule Scotland, she says, okay, we'll get a plan together and we will kill King Duncan. Well, her husband at first demurs, and she accuses him in the famous line of saying, you are too full of the milk of human kindness, and she taunts him, and his ambition finally gets the better of him, and they devise a scheme to kill Duncan. Eventually, that just sets off a killing spree. A lot of others are lost in the path, and finally, guilt begins to overtake the newly crowned tyrant, King of Scotland, Macbeth, and it's just an absolute brilliant retelling of this tragedy, and as I said, Fassbender, he is really fine in Steve Jobs, and he's excellent here, as is Marion Cotillard. They're passionate and they're compelling performances, and it is all so easy to understand. The language is made clear by this excellent acting.